already in that location. Now some fire and general sickness.
Inside the Anderson County Fire Station on Alton Road, a quiet Friday afternoon is interrupted by radio communications for first responders on a loudspeker. Deputy Fire Chief Jimmy Robinson listens to the emergency radio chatter as he checks a chainsaw and a hand drill near a spotless red fire truck.
Make sure the batteries are charged, make sure our chainsaws are full of oil and fuel, so at the moment's notice we're ready to go.
Part of Robinson's job is keeping Anderson County's fleet of fire trucks and EMS vehicles running. Now he's taking those car and truck repair skills in a new direction. In October, Robinson started teaching a monthly class in Lawrenceburg on vehicle maintenance to middle and high school students. His class is part of a program called Empowerment that offers free night classes on life skills. These include getting a job,
proofread carefully, be accurate and truthful,
money management, home maintenance, and cursive writing.
What was it in your mind you thought, this is something I want to help out with in terms of teaching a class?
You know, I grew up on a farm, you know, so we didn't have money to go fix our own stuff. So you just learn to tinker with stuff and fix it. And kids don't have that now, you know. So it's basically from how to change a tire, if they're broke down on the side of the road, what's the importance of maintaining your vehicle so it'll last you a long time.
Empowerment has a 20-member advisory board made up of Anderson County business leaders, teachers, and students.
So on your resume, you can put on there...
The five life skills classes are held at Anderson County High School on the first Tuesday of the month starting at 6 p.m. Natalie Frazier is one of the volunteer teachers. Her life skill class is career development.
And helping the kids figure out what career path they want to go on, how to get into that career, what maybe post-secondary school they need to attend, certification, that type of thing, and how to look for a job.
So let's write your name again in cursive.
The letter E in empowerment stands for Educate, Equip, and Encourage, or E3. Shauna Stratton is the mother of one E3 student.
When I stumbled upon the opportunity for him to be a part of E3, I think that it was like almost an answered prayer. So as a parent, I want to give him all of the resources that I can to make him a successful human.
And customize your resume for each prospective employer.
Her 15-year-old son, Nick, is taking an empowerment class on preparing a resume. He's concerned about being able to support himself in the future.
I'm worried that I'll have to work three jobs just to get enough rent just to pay off the apartment.
High school freshman Alex Small is learning about money management.
I'm in budgeting. We've gone over a couple things like the 50-30-20 rule, 50% needs, 30 wants, and 20 savings. We've covered the different types of banking and accounts.
Right now, only a dozen or so students are taking advantage of the free life skill classes. But organizers of Empowerment, like Natalie Frazier, are hopeful it will grow and attract more students.
Every time we mention it to somebody, they are on board. They want to help. The problem we're having now is just getting the word out and making sure that the community knows what we offer and how we can help.
And then whenever you're going to graduate, when are you going to graduate?
Off the beaten path.
Give brief description using action verbs.
I'm Sam Dick in Lawrenceburg reporting for WEKU.